LEAP, the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize. How does it work? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Eric Lindbergh. We could list a whole number of things behind Eric's name, but we're here to talk today about electric aircraft. And we're going to just take it from the top, Eric, and ask you to explain how you got involved in this and where this project started.
Thank you. Actually, this project started several years ago at AirVenture at the Electric Aircraft Symposium, which was a new thing at the time. And we started putting our heads together and really started thinking about the viability of using prize philanthropy to accelerate the development of the electric aircraft industry.
Now, development of the electric aircraft industry dovetails nicely into a long-time pursuit of yours, which is learning to make technology and the environment get along.
Absolutely. My grandparents were extremely involved in technology all their lives, but they also saw how technology could harm our quality of life. So after my grandfather died, some friends of his set up a foundation that works on that balance and that really worked its way into my heart and soul. And electric aircraft absolutely exemplifies that balance. The technology of the aircraft that my grandparents loved and I love in a environmentally sustainable way, using renewable resources, reducing our need for foreign oil and of course the disasters of the oil spills. And so this represents a real viable path for the future, and the electric aircraft industry is in its infancy. We're just seeing it really take off right now.
All right, let me talk about the idea of renewable resources, because one of the big arguments in the electric automobiles or electric aircraft is that energy has to come from someplace. And when you fly an electric aircraft, you're actually flying a coal-powered aircraft or a natural gas-powered aircraft. What do you see on the other side, on the producer side of our electric grid, that could change to make this all these technologies truly renewable?
Yeah, obviously, I think if you look at where all of our energy comes from on the planet, it's all derived from the sun. And whether it's fossil fuels that were dinosaurs and plants a millennia ago, it all comes from the sun. And I believe in the future, we'll learn more and more efficient ways of harvesting that. Whether that's through solar panels or other means, it will become more and more sustainable, reusable, etc. So I think coal-fired power plants are efficient in some ways, and there are many efforts to make those more sustainable and capture the carbon and actually utilize that. The critical area for electric aircraft, since they're mass constrained, is the energy density of batteries. Right now, they're too heavy to make practical aircraft for you and I and two passengers and baggage to fly 500 miles. We're just not there yet. But as that battery technology, or I should say energy storage technology, because we don't know if there will be batteries, comes along, and if we can achieve a magnitude of 10 increase in that energy density of batteries, we will absolutely see a revolution in transportation.
Well, you're describing the Holy Grail there, whether it's supercapacitors or what it is to get to that point. But I guess once we get a means to burn electricity, if you want to call it that, then all those other technologies become enabled.
Absolutely enabled, and aircraft are the perfect demonstrator because they are mass constrained. If we can do this in aircraft, they're already doing it in automobiles fairly well. Then we can do it with most of our forms of transportation. And I believe that's coming. We're seeing action from major manufacturers here at AirVenture that are looking to that future. And I think it's really bright. If we can, who knows, if that's going to come in the next 5 years, if it's going to come in the next 10 years, or if it's 50 years away, we don't know, but we owe it to our children and our grandchildren to accelerate the development of this industry so that we can all experience the quality of life that we knew, that we know now, and utilizing that technology to better our lives.
When we come back from the break, let's talk about the award program itself. Eric Lindbergh is my guest. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This AeroCast segment is sponsored by ForeFlight, makers of ForeFlight Mobile HD, the elegantly designed iPad and iPhone app for pilots. Learn more about ForeFlight's new touch-based flight planning capability. Build complex flight plans and bend routes around weather in just seconds using only your fingers. With HD NEXRAD, VFR and IFR charts, terminal procedures, a comprehensive AFD, and now touch planning. Visit us online at www.foreflight.com. ForeFlight. Intelligent apps for pilots.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamond.com. Air.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with Eric Lindberg talking about electric aircraft and the program that's going to hopefully prod them along in their development. Tell us about LEAP.
So LEAP is an annual suite of prizes awarded at AirVenture. This year it'll be at the World Electric Aircraft Symposium at 11:45 on Friday. So we're giving away three awards, best aircraft, best systems or component technology, and individual achievement award. So we had a technical advisory committee come together and really study what would be the best prizes to give away this year that will help to forward the industry, and that's what we came up with.
What kind of awards do you have this year, and how will they grow in the future?
We have some amazing-looking trophies that we're giving away to the awardees, and we are working on sponsorship so that we can attach cash to those prizes, but we can't announce anything yet. We're thrilled that so many corporations and sponsors are working with us to accelerate the development of the industry. I would say catching on fire, but that's the wrong the wrong terminology. It is really literally taking off. This industry, everyone sees that potential now, and it's moving ahead really, really quickly.
You know, it's getting to the point now where you can walk around AirVenture and you can see stuff people have built in their garages turning up in the flea market for sale involving electric power at a slightly higher level. I know there's one powered parachute dealer out here that has an $11,500 one-hour electric ultralight chute that you can fly. And, I mean, it's happening anyway. We just need to, I guess, kind of focus it.
That's the idea behind the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize. We are really trying to focus the world's attention on the potential of this industry. And with that attention come more eyeballs and more funding for the individuals who are creating these things. We were absolutely blown away at Sikorsky coming in with a electric-powered helicopter. How much harder is vertical flight than horizontal flight? They see that potential. GE is here sponsoring the Aviation Learning Center and the Electric Aircraft Symposium, and there are what we're hearing about out there that they're not telling us. We have to say it's going to be amazing over the next couple of years to see what comes out of the woodwork, out of people's garages, and out of major corporations that are looking at electric aircraft in the future. It really could be helpful in what we're facing with issues with general aviation, like the 100 low lead issue going away. And I talk with guys that say electrics are a viable future. Think about global warming. Okay, so you don't believe in global warming. What about the Middle East security issue? Okay, maybe you don't believe in that either. Take a look at the Gulf of Mexico and see what we're doing to the environment and people's livelihoods down in the Gulf of Mexico with the oil spill. We absolutely have to have alternatives, and we need to move that forward, or we face the possibility of extincting ourselves. And so that's the idea behind this, and we're taking this focal topic point and using it as a program to light up students.
You know, I live in the Salt Lake City area. They did a recent study on mercury levels and why they're rising in the Great Salt Lake and found it was not inflows from the tributaries, but it was coming out of the atmosphere, and that it was, you know, largely the result of industrial plants and power plants that were putting mercury in the air. And I guess, we're gonna have to see some shocking news stories like that to get people to understand the scope of the problem.
Right. If there is a silver lining to the oil spill, it's that it will focus a lot of the public's mind on what are we doing and how do we move through this. We all need to use transportation, but fossil fuels are great. They pack a lot of BTUs in a gallon of gas, so there's a lot of energy there. But we absolutely need to move forward and through that for all those reasons I mentioned, so that we don't have those environmental hazards. It's our health. It's our children's health and their children's health. This is the incredible gift that my grandfather passed along, his concern for the environment, while not forsaking technology, but making sure that we adapt our technology so that we can have that quality of life.
Well, tell our listeners about your foundation and how they can find out more about LEAP and how that you would like to interact with them monetarily and otherwise.
Absolutely. We are absolutely looking for sponsors for the prize, sponsors for the education program. We plan to grow. We have a global expansion plan. We're prototyping it here and focusing it on electric aircraft, but we're thinking much bigger. You need to go to lindbergprize.org and help us out in whatever way you can. We've had extraordinary numbers of volunteers helping us to get here, graphic artists and websites and, I mean, you name it. It's been amazing. But to take it to the next level, we need to scale. And we have a corporate sponsorship program that will do that and really allow a corporate sponsor to be viewed as leading the dialogue toward the future of technology that will enhance our quality of life.
Well, we wish you all success. We'll follow it closely, and we look forward to talking to you at least once or twice before next AirVenture.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Find out more about LEAP, the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize, at lindbergprize.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.